Neville Goddard says, "So he hung up. I did not leave the phone until I was self-persuaded that he had called me and told me of the good news, that he had his $250,000 to launch this new venture in these special things that he is making." My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. We talked yesterday about imagining creates reality. We talked earlier this week about imagination being the gateway. Today we're going to dive into a very practical three-step. And this comes from the Neville Goddard Prosperity Pack, which you can get at NevilleGoddardProsperityPack.com. Ready? In this little story, there are three lessons that have totally changed the lives of thousands, tens of thousands, countless people. I don't know how many. How the hell would I know? All I know is I get emails every day thankful for what we do. And I'm thankful for what Neville did. And for what Ab taught Neville. And most importantly, I'm thankful for the doers. Because you don't get this by just sitting there listening. You don't sit there by, you don't get this by just reading. You get this by doing. Anyway, I'll give a crass commercial for the other stuff later. So he hung up. I did not leave the phone until I was self-persuaded that he had called me and told me the good news. You see, this chap called Neville up and says, "I need money. The stock market is tumbling. The bankers say no way. I need $250,000. And I did the conversion one day years ago. It was up in the millions in today's dollars. I forget what it was. But it was a lot of money. It was in the millions in today's dollars. Still, $250,000, that sounds pretty good to me. But I want you to notice what Neville did here. Not just what he said, I want you to notice exactly what he did. Number one, Neville says, "I did not leave the phone until I was self-persuaded." In other words, he didn't wait to revise the conversation. He didn't go, "Oh, I'll get to it at bedtime. I'll get back to this later. Eh, well, it really doesn't affect me anyway." Right? You think it didn't affect Neville? God, it gave him a success story, and it gave us a lesson to explore today. "I did not leave the phone until I was self-persuaded." So Neville didn't wait to do a session. He sat right then, right there. This is the old days when you had to sit in the hallway to be on the phone. You know, every house had a phone in the hallway, it seems like, right? Second thing, Neville revised the conversation immediately. Why do I put that in step one and step two? Right, this is important. He stopped it from going forth and creating more need in the man's life. What you don't revise repeats. But you don't revise grows and becomes a resource. Do you want this guy to have a resource of needing or a resource of having? This is why when I get your emails, I don't wait. I imagine lovingly for you right then, right there. And most importantly, step number three, Neville stayed there until he knew it was done, until it felt entirely real. Can you imagine the last shitty phone call that you got being a lovely phone call, getting good news instead? Just for fun. If you want to make this easy, we've got some really, really good stuff. We remember, we've got that revision pack, revisiontothemax.com. We've got the rapid revision live call recording. You can get those at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Crass commercial for them over. But invest in this stuff. Because there's only so much I can do in a 7-minute podcast. But this is what's really important here. A lot of people try to start with big things. things that they imagine are hard. So I tell them, start with something that you imagine is easy. I took a fellow up on the road one day. Dickie came over for his martial arts lesson, and Dickie was asking about revision. He was telling me about the problems that he had. So me and Dickie, we took two lawn chairs, we went up to the top of the driveway, we sat down, I lit up a cigar, and we sat there and watched cars. And after about 10 minutes, Dickie said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "You see that yellow one? I just made it blue. You see the red one? Just made it yellow. You see that piece of shit Kia car? Just made it a BMW. I'm just having fun. I'm just seeing what I choose to see." So I go to the pool the other day. And I walk in and I say to a friend of mine, I says, "Tell me something wonderful." And she goes, "Oh my God, life's horrible." And that ain't what I heard. I revised that as I heard it. And then she goes, no, wait a second. Actually, I had something really lovely happen the other day." And she did a complete shift. See, she's used to talking to people that join in the misery. I don't do that. I don't feel bad for people. I feel it real for them. Meanwhile, you learned about Neville's three-step today. He didn't wait to do a session. He rested. You notice he didn't, like, jump up and down, do jumping jacks, trying to align his vibration with woohoo, right? No, he rested right then and there. He revised the conversation immediately to the point, and he stayed there until he knew it was done. All right. If you got gold today, this is inspired by the Neville Goddard Prosperity Pack. It is, let me see if I can see what lesson this is. I don't know. I can't tell what lesson it is. Doesn't matter. It's from the Neville Goddard Prosperity Pack. There are 59, actually 60 lessons in that pack. One of them's a little sneaky. There's a massive handbook you can print out. There's some real cool recordings that I made. Let it change your life. If you do decide to invest in you today by getting that pack, Neville Goddard Prosperity Pack, do yourself a favor. Print it out. Put it in a binder. Get the local office store to bind it like a book. That's what we did. And scribble notes inside. I got thick, yummy paper so I can scribble notes inside. And that's totally changed my life because it makes it mine. It's not just a PDF that I read on a screen. It's something that I hold in my hands, that I put my coffee cup on, that I literally scribble notes in that change my life. Make it yours. That's NevilleGoddardProsperityPack.com. So, what do you think would happen if you just took 5 minutes a day and just explored one of those 59/60 lessons from the Prosperity Pack? Do you think your life might be different? Do you think if you became a doer and just did what works and kept it simple? I used to be an enthusiast. Man, I studied everything until I decided to only do what actually works. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. So, I'll listen to my birds. Hopefully you can hear them in the background. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And now imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. All right, you're going to notice Neville did not give life to a state called waiter. Waiting is a state. Procrastinating is a state. Getting around to it is a state. Deciding, you know what, I'm just gonna... Someday... Yeah, someday I won't have any excuses. Do you realize something? The difference between somebody with self-made wealth and self-made freedom and most people on the planet is the self-made wealth person doesn't let his excuses determine his day, his reality, his decisions. We all have excuses. We all got reasons. On the other hand, we all have opportunities to dive deeper, to soar higher, to invest the moment, to invest in you. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. And if you got gold, Neville Goddard, prosperitypack.com. See ya.